This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we near the end of October, harvest is also nearing completion around the listening area. Agronomy sales manager for CHS out of their shipment location, Reagan Weir, says it's been a long but good harvest, and farmers are already planning for next spring. He says fall ammonia season is right around the corner and wants to remind farmers that cool soil temps are key to keeping that nitrogen in the soil.
Harvest is nearing conclusion. It's been a very long fall, a nice fall for most farmers. I think we have a pretty large crop. We've had some tough cutting soybeans here during this, but it seems by and large to have been pretty safe for farmers, and I think they're doing a great job of watching out for themselves and the people around them. As we know, farming is a very dangerous profession, and I'm very proud of our farmers that for doing a good job of getting this big job completed in a short time very safely. So, we're going right through the harvest, and it looks to me like the crop for the most part was above average. And when we talk to farmers, we do a lot of comparisons to 2014 in our area, and, you know, it was better for some and not quite as good for some, but very good for most everyone.
Sounds like there wasn't a whole lot of issues that farmers had to deal with. If anything, did they come across, I know I've talked to several people, we did see some disease, but overall not any huge issues.
Not really big issues. I do think we had a fair amount of some damage in corn that, you know, was maybe corn after corn was a little bit worse, and maybe you can find a hybrid or a variety that's a little worse on corn after corn this year. But I would caution guys, when they look at those results for this year, think about next year too and the past years. Something that may have disappointed them this year may not, or may be their best treatment next year. So take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, and all that July rainfall caused most of those issues.
Sure, and as we said, we're almost done with harvest, so the next thing to be thinking about is if guys are going to apply fall fertilizer. Has any of that started in your area, or when do you think it's going to start?
Yeah, we're probably, I would say in our area, we're about half done with dry fertilizer applications. Got quite a little bit yet to go here, but as you said, you know, when we talked, we took off a pretty big crop. Corn yields were, you know, many 200 bushel corn fields out there. You know, some less and some more. You know, we had some farmers that had up to 250 bushel per acre yields. Soybeans, you know, yielded probably some of the best ever they've had. So as we remove those big crops, so the nutrients do need to be addressed, and we're doing more and more with the data that we're collecting off those farms in a variable rate fashion. We analyze that data. We look at the zones in the fields that have historically provided a lot of crop, and then we are replacing those nutrients based on that data, and we call that in our R4 fashion, where it's the right source at the right rate at the right time in the right place, so that, you know, it's doing the right thing for the field, yet it's also doing the right thing for the environment.
You mentioned a little bit about yields, and I wanted to ask you specifically about soybeans, because I've heard some variants, and I know it kind of depends on the soil type and a lot of other factors of just where the farm's located, but I've heard everything from in the 80s just down to around the 60s. In your opinion, what's the cause for that, or is it just a variety of things that could make that yield difference?
Well, it's certainly a variety of things, and some of them are out of the farmer's control. You know, rainfall is the biggest thing. When we look at soybean yield, over 50% of that yield potential is derived from if you get the rainfalls at the right time. So that's a big thing. Weed control, you know, the weeds certainly got tougher this year with water hemp. You know, the evolution of resistance or tolerance to Roundup continues and gets more rapid. So, you know, hitting weedy spots and those types of things certainly take away from yield. And I think you hit it on the nose. I mean, I think we did have a few fields touch into the mid-80s, but we've got a lot of our fields that are in the mid-60s, and we had a few down in the 50s and 40s, too. So it's not all perfect, and, tile drainage and many things, and nutrition in field, having the right proper amount of phosphorus and potash and the limestone being correct all play a huge factor in all of that.
And kind of tying this in with thinking ahead to next year and talking about soybeans, you did say there's going to be some new products on the market for weed control.
Yeah, there certainly is. So as guys are looking at finishing up harvest, they start, their seed booking, and a lot of their seed reps are talking to them about the Xtend system, through Monsanto, and Pioneer and many of the seed companies. And this very good technology, a very good trait. It's the dicamba resistance. The only problem, the beans are labeled. It's legal to plant them and sell them. All of our major buyers of our crops will buy them. But we don't have the upgraded in-crop products that are labeled yet. We expect that to be done this winter. But until we get that done, we may not be able to use the products that control the drift as well in-crop with the vapor grip. In those types of technology, they're not quite there labeled yet.
Do we have any sort of idea of when that's going to happen? I know when you're waiting on the EPA and federal regulations, that sometimes is really just an unknown.
Yeah, they really expect it all to be done by the end of the year, and which is pretty important because there's going to be some changes need to be made with our equipment, our spray tips and nozzles, the adjuvants we use. A lot of grassroots efforts just in education for our customers and our sprayers to make sure that we're doing the right things and protecting the environment and making sure the technology continues to work for us. So we're waiting on those labels patiently, but we're hopeful to get them soon.
And another thing, looking forward to next spring and what's coming for the year ahead, I know seed orders, those are going to be happening now, if not very quickly. So anything about that that you'd like to mention?
Well, I think that most seed companies have some of their better, most economical time of the year to buy with discounts. And, I think everybody's probably seeing a lot of those seed sellers at the front door. So, yeah, I think there's good opportunities out there with financing and programs today, and it's time to be doing those.
Reagan, as always, great to visit with you and get an update on how things are looking for CHS. Anything that we haven't covered or anything you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I would like to just talk about, and here it is, October 27th when we're doing this interview, and it's still pretty warm, and we're calling for some warm days here. The next three, I believe, out of the 4 days are going to be in the 80s, so fall ammonia season is right around the corner, but we do want to make sure that we get that soil temperature down to 50 degrees. And we have a cool forecast, coming up in the future, and making sure that we're stabilizing that product. I think patience and making sure that it's right, that investment in nitrogen, not only for our crop but for the environment, is very important. And we want to be patient and do those things correctly.
Reagan Weir, Agronomy Sales Manager for CHS. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.